Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free 800-259-9231 with a still sick Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We're going to jump right into your phone calls. That's the point of the program. And then some news out of the Indiana area regarding the sovereign citizen movement that is popping up in Indiana. Also, in some jails across the country, the sovereign citizen movement. We'll take a closer look at what they're doing and how they're getting it wrong here in a little bit. But first, we go to Doug.
Well, they've got to be doing something right, too, right?
Yeah, I think so. Doug in Minnesota is first up on the amp line. Hello, Doug.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Hey, a few days ago, you were talking about the red light cameras.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And, I was in Costa Mesa, California. I was active in city politics, ran for office, was appointed to a city commission. They trotted out a company that's going to put in red light cameras at three of the busiest intersections. So they did some studies and picked the three busiest intersections. Well, bottom line, it passed. I got up there and said, you should not do this. And right after me, a lady got up, started crying, and told a story about her brother who had died in a red light accident. And I figured, this is terrible. The council members are being swayed. Her brother must have died at one of these three intersections. Oh, no, it wasn't one of the three intersections at all. In fact, it wasn't the same city where her brother had died. In fact, her brother died because he got hit by a drunk driver where a red light camera wouldn't have stopped him in the first place.
Mm.
But the private company that was pushing this, they would get 50% of ticket revenues, to do this, monitor this, and do this for the city of Costa Mesa, trotted out a sob story, classic crying woman who no one could say, oh, I'm so sorry, and yes, and I couldn't believe it.
So you're saying that the company actually brought this woman in?
That's what I think. She was either an actress or maybe it really happened, but it was irrelevant to the fact, to the red lights they were putting up.
Well,
in fact, I wrote an article for our local city pages there, and they published it. It was pretty cool. Found out that these three busiest intersections, in 5 years, how many deaths happened at these busiest intersections?
Well,
zero.
Man.
How many serious injuries happened at these three intersections? Three.
Well, you know, it might sound abstract, but I have to say, when you're talking about relevancy, one of the things that free market economics teaches you is that there's no way that government can assure anyone that any conversation about a policy change or an application of people's tax money is actually relevant to anything. The only way that you know it's relevant is if people are willing to spend their own money on it. So when you've got a government-run road system and you've got a light system that they think that if they apply some sort of a camera network to it, will get more people to stop and you'll have safer roads and so on, you have no feedback that's really appropriate because you don't have any addressability. No one is willingly giving up his money for this thing. You just don't know. So it's very interesting that you almost have two levels of abstraction here. You have the abstraction where this woman, what she's saying, it's not relevant to the conversation at hand, but the conversation at hand isn't really relevant to real life either because it's operating not under real life situations but under political situations, you know?
Yeah, and corporate welfare situations, too, where this company was going to get 50%. Now, there was some feedback. I went up to talk to one of the council members, brand new lady who is going to be appointed to a judgeship eventually. She was a young person. Clinton appointed her to a judgeship. Anyway, I went up to her and said, hey, let me ask you something. If these red light cameras do not reduce any tickets or do not reduce accidents, would you vote to get rid of it? She said, yes, I would. Well, 3 months later, she was out of office because she moved on to a higher office. Maybe they're being forgotten, and, you know, that once in place, you can't get rid of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and isn't it amazing that on a small level, you've got this business feedback loop where they're getting a bunch of money, they have an incentive to bring people in. You know, the public choice economists wrote about this on a federal level many, many years ago, people like James Buchanan talking about how the time that you spend to go down there to try to stop this thing, it's really actually not even in your best interest. Because you're taking time out of your day, and
right.
You apply that to the federal level, and it's even worse. But for the company that's making a bunch of money, the concentrated special interest that gets the payoff, the benefit from this new government policy, whether it's your lights or a tariff against foreign sugar cane or a tariff against Japanese steel, they get millions of dollars. So it's worth their while to hire people, to try to pay people to come in and show up, and all sorts of things. And it's really, once you get the mechanism of government working, It really becomes its own self-perpetuating cycle. It's the only thing. It's a like a what do you call those things? A perpetual motion machine. That's what it is.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad to hear that there are a lot of backlash to these red lights, and you know, I had a lot of study in this, and it was great to hear that story you guys read.
Well, it's
thank
good.
You very much.
It's good that you brought up that too.
How much backlash is there? I mean, how many places have how much effective backlash? How many places have actually pulled down the red light cameras after the people have shown outrage or have pointed out that, for instance, the red light cameras actually encourage accidents because of the shortening of the yellow lights that typically accompany them, etc. I mean, how often have we seen the cameras actually come down?
No idea. Why don't you do a study? Yeah, that's another thing we have to figure out.
Yeah. We gotta do a study in order to figure out, you know, how relevant this question is. The fact is, you know, I mean, it's pretty clear that they've already done studies that these things are dangerous. I don't need him to know anything else. You know, take them down.
Yeah.
Doug, any other thoughts?
Nope. Looking forward to moving out there in the next 5 years, though.
Oh great. Yeah. Well, we'll see you soon, and thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I know that recently, and I think there was one in Savannah, and I'm not sure where the other ones were held, but there were some anti-red light camera protests that went on. I'm not sure exactly what happened. I haven't really followed up on that. I just know that some people were getting out and expressing their displeasure. Of course, last year, I believe, maybe it was over a year ago, but a while back in, I believe it was the Phoenix, Arizona area, there were some folks that dressed up as Santa Claus, and they went and they put a box over top of, like, a
gift Christmas gift box,
style box. They put that box, got up on a stepladder, put that box up on top of the red light camera, essentially obscuring its vision and making it so it could not function. And they made a video of it. I think it hit YouTube, and I think it went fairly viral from what I could tell, and that was pretty awesome. And that's a real backlash. I mean, that's something that actually could make a difference in people's lives rather than just complaining or bitching about it to the city council. I suppose that if the city council actually does something to remove it, then that's great. And I imagine there must be.
I think you should do both of those things to, you know, just one of them.
I think you should also refuse to pay the tickets as well. I think that you should
take them to court.
And
no, I was just going to say, you know, that there is something kind of funny because when you talk to people who are traditional conservatives, sort of the small government conservatives, there's a comfort level that they reach. And I like the fact that you guys apply your attention and the listeners apply their attention as well to all the different levels of government intrusion in people's lives. Because many people would say, you know, sort of maybe a traditional Reagan Republican type person might say, well, you know, it's a local thing and let them decide.
Right. They want to listen to the Rush Limbaugh show where he tells them about national problems. And those are the ones they want to get outraged about because they haven't taken the philosophies of liberty and applied them evenly. Of course, Rush doesn't either.
Well, in some cases, they might feel a certain degree of satisfaction, Mark. I don't know how you feel about it, but they might say, well, you know, at least we can control it locally. And they agree that the Founding Fathers set up a system whereby if you really are having a hard time on the local level, you can get out of there. You can escape to someplace else that might be slightly different with these different pockets of government that they wanted to have, the towns, the counties, the states, and then the differentiation. But really, you see these trends in city after city after city. So I think drawing out the larger lesson that government doesn't address people's needs. only the market can address people's needs is really such a key thing, even on that local government problem level.
So true. 800-259-9231. That allows you to take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Coming up, your calls about whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
The legendary Race Into the Night, the world's fastest sports car racing, door-to-door for 12 grueling hours and an epic showdown. Be there Saturday, March 20th at Sebring International Raceway. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 20th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, and Acura battle in America's toughest road race. Gates open on Wednesday, March 17th. Order tickets today. Call 800-626-7223 or visit SebringRaceway.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. Children 12 and under admitted free. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring. Presented by Fresh from Florida, March 20th. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Visit the Coca-Cola display at your local Sweet Bay supermarket for an exclusive ticket discount. Sweet Bay, where saving you money is our passion.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gart.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. You can also go into our podcast and go all the way back to January of 2009. Free for you at freetalklive.com. Now, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were all moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, I did. It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org as we get closer day by day here to the upcoming 2010 Liberty Forum. It's happening March 18th through the 21st at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night of the occasion. And that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights that week. So I'm pretty excited about it. I know that Mark and Guard, you guys are both excited to be there.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Guard, you're going to have, I think, a fairly large role on the show because, normally when we're at the Liberty Forum, we have you in as a guest host. But I think you're going to be sitting in most of the entire show on Friday and Saturday. I'm not sure which all plans are.
Whichever one's Gardner's
there.
Yeah,
Friday and Saturday. It's going to be great. Yeah.
Which is great because I, unfortunately, have to go down to New York City for the Talkers Convention that same weekend. And I'm very jealous because I'd rather be at the Liberty Forum, but business must be done.
And you've got a great thing that's going to be going on down there. So thanks to everybody who helps out on the AMP program.
That's true. But right now, I want to tell you about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum because, well, you can go to that and you can't really go to the Talkers Convention. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Go there, get signed up, use the FTL discount code to save 10%. The code is FTL, and that'll save you 10% at FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. I will be there as much of the time as I possibly can. I have to zip out Friday morning to go down to New York City and then back late Saturday night in time, I believe, to join the party, which the after-hours parties are, I think, they become one of the highlights of the Liberty Forum. So looking forward to that as well. Plus, there's all kinds of speakers like Andrew Napolitano, the judge from Fox News. You may know him as the judge. He's going to be there. Also, other folks, there's a whole list of them over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Let's go to Jamie in Oklahoma. Hey, Jamie, is this Jamie from Wheels Off Liberty?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, dude. Are you coming up to the Liberty Forum this year, or is that not happening?
No, I think I'm doing Pork Fest, though. I'd rather just come out and hang out and camp out and just, you know, all that kind of convention stuff kind of bores me, to be honest with you.
It is definitely a completely different feel from the Porcupine Freedom Festival during the summertime. I like both events, but I think if I had to pick my favorite, I would have to choose Pork Fest, just because it's a little more freewheeling, a little more fun. But the Liberty Forum is a darn good time if you can afford to make it up. So what's on your mind tonight, Jamie?
Well, man, I was kind of searching. Taryn and I just got back from Missouri, and we got to speak at the Libertarian Convention there. And
Wait a minute, before you go on, is there video of you guys speaking? Because I did see the video over at LCLReport.com of you calling out the former Libertarian Party vice presidential candidate about assless chaps.
That was hilarious.
Yes, there is video of us speaking, and a lot of the video goes into us addressing why libertarians should be ashamed for even inviting people like old Wayne Assless Chaps Root into their conventions even. So it's a pretty good speech. It's pretty heartfelt and everything, you know. It's not quite as wheels off as, you know, what our podcast would be or anything, but that was kind of a different MO, you know, speaking to them about that.
Now,
so,
did you all speak together on the same stage?
Yeah, we spoke together after dinner. Gave everybody time to loosen up with some drinks and stuff where they could kind of get the humor that, you know, we might throw at them or anything.
Where can people see that video?
I'm not real sure. I think Catherine Blesch has it on Quick, and I think Taryn will be putting it up on LCL Report, too.
All right, so we'll be patient and wait for that. So go ahead with the point. I know you had something you were getting to there before I interrupted.
Yeah, well, so I come back, and I just kind of wanted to see what that Wayne Assless Chaps video was on, so I searched on Google within the past week, you know, how they have the options for search, and I was searching Wheels Off Liberty Jamie, and a site came up that was a Ron Paul forum, and somebody had posted on this forum that said, well, Jamie from Wheels Off Liberty commits a felony every time he does this podcast. So I go back in and read what this whole thread's about, and apparently here in Oklahoma, if you believe in anarchy and the law goes on to state any belief that is different from the government that we now have, you are committing a felony if you're going out and spreading this belief to other people, and it's punished by 10 years of prison.
Good Lord,
so,
wow.
It was absolutely nuts. It talks about waving a banner and a different belief in the government. And, I mean, that's more scary. I'm pretty out there on my beliefs, you know. I'm somewhat of an activist, not like what you guys are doing in New Hampshire and everything, but I do make a scene every once in a while when I go somewhere. But it's not even about me. I mean, if you disagree that the liquor store should be open on Sundays in Oklahoma, they could throw you in jail for 10 years over that.
So it's not just espousing the elimination of the state government apparatus, then?
I've actually got the quote here from Jamie's Facebook profile. I'll just share it here. It's fairly brief. Any person in the state who shall carry or cause to be carried or publicly display any red flag or other emblem or banner indicating disloyalty to the government of the United States or a belief in anarchy or other political doctrines or beliefs whose objects are either the disruption or destruction of organized government or the defiance of the laws of the United States of the state of Oklahoma shall be deemed guilty of a felony and upon conviction shall be punished by an imprisonment in the penitentiary of the state of Oklahoma for a term not exceeding 10 years or by a fine not exceeding $1,000 or by both such imprisonment and a
fine.
They
think 10 years in prison is worth $1,000?
We're poor in Oklahoma. We don't have good jobs.
Jamie, what I'm seeing in there is that you're just not allowed to wave a flag. Is there another provision where
you can't speak out against the law, as it said?
No, you can't speak out, it says. It's very vague on what it says there.
Yeah.
Where does it say speak out? All I see is any person who shall carry or cause to be carried or publicly display any red flag or other emblem or banner. Indicating disloyalty to the government of the United States or belief in anarchy or other political doctrines or beliefs.
So how's that phrased? Because if it's phrased that way, then it's only that you can't carry a banner that shows you don't believe in them.
That's what I'm saying.
But then it says, or a belief itself in anarchy. It's the way I was reading it.
I guess it just all depends on your interpretation.
It's the semantics that you're up to. Yeah, the judge will decide, huh?
Cool. Right. Regardless, I'm going to record Wheels Off Liberty in front of the state capitol building with a giant anarchy flag behind me,
there
man.
There you go.
That is awesome.
Make sure it's not red.
Red.
No, Mark. It can be red or any other emblem or banner which indicates disloyalty to the government.
Yeah.
That's right. That's ridiculous, fellas. I mean, there's no way that law could ever stick.
I wonder if anyone has ever been brought up on charges.
Vector and the Red Scare, probably.
I'm not real sure, but I mean, it was kind of spooky seeing your name tied to that, you know, online doing a search.
Yeah.
That wasn't real cool. So I'll just go and do it myself. I think Mike's going to be down for it, and we're just going to set up a little computer, man, and record an episode about that law at the state capitol building.
Oh, that is awesome. And, of course, people can hear that over at wheelsoffliberty.com when it happens.
Absolutely, they can.
All right, cool, Jamie. Thank you, and good luck with that. I hope that you don't get thrown in the clink. Thanks for the call.
No doubt.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm pretty sure we violate FCC regulations whenever we advocate disobedience.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture Products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. That's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Our bulletin board system is there with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, silly nonsense, you will find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com, and it's all free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have existing foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments, or any other kind of ugly little thing in your credit file? You need to increase your credit score, and soon. How about hiring private professionals from professionals from a law firm? If you go to cleaningcredit.com, it is a law firm there that for a very, very reasonable rate, and I've talked to them, I'm telling you, it's a reasonable rate, they will make sure that your credit report is at the very least as good as it can be and quite possibly better than it could be because, the laws for disputing the credit report are lean towards consumer. Go to cleaningcredit.com. That's cleaningcredit.com.
As we go to your phone calls about what you want, Matt is in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
First off, I wish to express my condolences to the people of Westmoreland, New Hampshire, and more specifically to the family of Mary Josephine Ray, America's oldest person who died today at the age of 114.
That's right. The New Hampshire, I don't know that it's America's oldest person. You may very well be right. It would be relatively recently that occurred, but, she did pass away today.
Yep. Well, I'm reading it from Voice Blogs, villagevoice.com.
There you go.
Yeah, isn't it nice that a story about an old lady passing away gets bigger coverage than stories about, say, 100 people smoking pot in Central Square or various other instances of mass arrests and civil disobedience here in Keene? That's the cover. That's the story that the news media
people are interested
to cover.
In how old people live to,
clearly.
The other thing I called about was I was listening to Alex Jones today. I know you guys don't care about that, but he had a guest on named Max Kaiser, who is a big muckety-muck on Wall Street. He's a investor, trader dude. And he suggested that people move to New Hampshire.
Really?
Yes, it was quite interesting.
What, was it in reference to the Free State Project or just completely separate?
No, it wasn't. But apparently in New Hampshire, in the legislature, I did not know that, but apparently they are trying to pass some kind of bill to investigate further 9/11.
Whoopie-doo.
That'll be awesome.
And he thought it was a good idea for people who believe it, that they should do another investigation of 9/11 to move to New Hampshire and help your legislature.
Move to New Hampshire and get the legislature to take people's money to pay for an investigation on something which will not come up with any conclusive information, but will show that people are dissatisfied with what was done in the past by the other governmental body that studied it and came up without any information. I mean, essentially, that's what we're talking about. You know, I mean, I don't mind people trying to investigate, and it's difficult because you got to get the government to hand over information. You know, I mean, shoot, they confiscated the stinking video camera footage from the gas station across from the Pentagon, for God's sake. Nobody knows what happened to that. But at the same time, I don't want to force my neighbor to pay for what I find important or whatever, and I frankly with that it's something that I don't think you're ever going to get any information on anyway, and I don't find it of that much relative importance with everything else going on.
Right. I mean, obviously Area 59 is the place that we should be
There's a new one. There's a 59.
Focusing our attention on this Area 51 or 59 or 74 it is, and we'll finally find out what happened there.
Yeah, sentimentally, I understand the emotion behind it, but when you start to break it down, what it comes down to is coercion to investigate something that some people want investigated, and other people, even though they might not want it investigated, will have their money taken by the New Hampshire legislature when they vote to do so. See what I mean? I don't know if that breaks it down properly, but that's the way I see it.
Be that as it may, it was quite interesting that they came out with that, and your state has garnered more awareness.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Now, see, that's very interesting because, in a way, it shows that there's sort of a protest mentality, a pushing back against what's seen as the people in charge or the plotters behind something.
You mean from people in New Hampshire?
Yeah. Well, from the people at the Alex Jones show talking about it and the people in New Hampshire pushing for this thing. Exactly. Connecting, and it gets national exposure. I suppose there's some positive benefit to it, but to me that overlooks something that is more important, which is the fundamental principle of leaving your neighbor alone and not instituting government action against his pocketbook to do something, which is what this would do.
I agree with that. You won't get any argument from me about Just like I said, I feel you got to take baby steps.
I know what you mean.
It's not going to happen all at once.
Yeah, I don't want to get too on top of it, but I did think it needed to be brought up.
You can't deny that some of the 9/11 truth people have been brought into the Liberty Movement from that particular outlet.
Sure.
But I just always have to just shake my head, face palm, as they call it on the internet, whenever I see them out there touting their 9/11 truth things. It's like, well, why don't you guys just pick up the JFK assassination? I mean, that's another important event in history. Why not start toting that banner
or Area 51
while you're at it? I mean, what there's this young lady that posts on her Facebook account saying, yapping about 9/11 may not be the easiest topic to shake people awake on. True, but then again, show me the easy one. Well, okay. How about anything that doesn't require speculation?
How about whatever it is those people are concerned with? I was just at a party for one of Jack's little friends. There too. I'm sure he is very concerned about her birthday. And I was there talking to this gal who's working on her doctorate, and she's concerned about poor people in poor countries being taken care of. And we were talking about government funding versus private funding, and she talked herself into the private funding model because it works. I mean, she was talking about some schools in Afghanistan getting built for $12,000 versus more than $100,000 the government throws at it, and it doesn't get built.
Matt, any other thoughts?
No, I just thought you guys would be interested in
Thank you.
Hey, I'll take new movers. Hopefully they're liberty-oriented. I just don't necessarily count 9/11 truthers as liberty people right off the bat. It's just from the default, I don't know what they are. I don't know what they're looking for. I don't know what they want. All I know is that they support so-called 9/11 truth, and that's not liberty. It's, you know, maybe they do believe in liberty as an aside, but maybe they don't. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
Well, I was just saying, you know, we were constantly in this sort of state of flux, those of us who try to embrace as many of the principles of liberty as possible and you know, spread the word about them, where you know that sentimentally some people are more leaning towards what you're saying. Some of them believe that there is good to be had in the state government paradigm, and it's just that those people who are in charge of it currently have morphed it and mutated it into something too big and not addressable to the people. And you always hear the term American democracy. I was listening to a talk radio program out of New York last night, and a man was on who had written a book about democracy and history and things like that, and talking about America's democracy. And, you know, we're brought up with that terminology, mm-hmm. and I think if you can get a few of these people who are dissatisfied with the way things have been going and say to them, I think Glenn Jacobs does a fantastic job on this, and other people, Sheldon Richmond, you guys here are doing a great job. Ernie Hancock also does a wonderful job. Lou Rockwell, say to them, look, this is the general tendency of even what you think is a laudable system, the small government system that the founding fathers that you worship so much and appreciate, and some of them were great guys, set up. But it can't withstand the tendencies of personalities and politics and government. It cannot stop.
People in search of power.
Yes. Right. So you've got to constantly, not just constant vigilance, but constant vigilance and education. It's so key. What you guys do here is key.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And this is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Duty, honor, family. They're more than words for active and separated members of the U.S. military. You've defended our freedom, and we're here to help your family. This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct, and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. You've served your country with honor, and you're entitled to benefits not available to the general public, like buying a home with no down payment, streamlined refinancing, or getting cash out up to 100% of your home's equity. And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, Mark, you've got an email you want to share with us about the borders and the immigrants. We'll get to that here, but your calls are the primary element to Alaska. We go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Jeremy, you got to turn down whatever it is you're listening to and actually listen over your phone. Because if you're listening on the internet feed, this is instruction for everyone, not just Jeremy. If you're listening via our internet feed, it's possible that what you're hearing happened 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, true. It's right. As many as...
Jeremy!
Yes.
There you are.
Sorry about that, guys.
That's okay. What's on your mind tonight?
Usually I'm on top of it. That's probably the first time in out of the 2 or 3 years I've been calling you guys.
You really are usually on top of it. There's no doubt about it.
That's why we talked for a little while to give you a chance.
Even when hammered.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. What's up, dude?
Oh, I was wondering if you guys are kind of at the center of the info wars on front. I mean, as far as you guys usually know what's going on before a lot of people do, but that new amendment by John McCain and Joe Lieberman, the supposed libertarian.
Yeah, I've heard of this. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Lock up. And all that other stuff. If you're enemy belligerent, I'm debating online with this guy now who doesn't even know that. I mean, belligerent, I guess, isn't a good thing always, but it's still a thought, you know, or showing up at a protest with a sign, you can be considered a enemy belligerent. That can be considered a hostile act.
So wait a minute. Am I understanding you to say that there's some sort of proposed legislation that would make it illegal to protest the government? Is that
what, here. That's not what it's saying, but I mean, it does say that anyone with they call them enemy belligerent. So if you're protesting the war and you're out there, you know, fighting mad but peacefully with a sign, you know, screaming at the government or whatever, couldn't you be considered an enemy belligerent?
Well, this sounds that way.
There are a couple things that come to mind. First of all, the enemy combatants thing and enemy belligerents thing. I did look it up, and the bill is there. It was posted March 4th on a bunch of different websites. You got it exactly right. Fox News has it, amazingly, Lindsey Graham is one of the people who's speaking out against it. That guy's such a jerk. It's unbelievable. But you hit it. This goes back to the Patriot Act, and what they termed enemy combatants. And originally, under the first version of the Patriot Act, an American citizen could be considered an enemy combatant and could have been held without habeas corpus, even though Congress has not lifted habeas corpus. It has to be a universal lifting based on the Constitution. The president can't lift it. They can't give the president the power to lift habeas or selectively apply habeas to different people.
And
habeas,
but they did.
They did, exactly, with the Guantanamo Bay suspects. And the whole reason we're having this problem, and I've said it many times, so I'll just go through it very quickly, is that they did not declare war in Congress. Since they can only do one thing to send the president out to lead the troops, which is a declaration of war, and they did not, what happens is you can't hold these guys in military trials. You can't hold them under the Prisoner of War Acts.
Because it's not a war.
Exactly. They're supposed to. The only other alternative is that they have to be tried under U.S. criminal code as terrorists. But they didn't want to
do that either.
Precisely. And that's what makes so many of the Republicans upset, that the Obama administration actually might do what is the only alternative, if they haven't declared war, is to try them under U.S. criminal code like other terrorists. So they've created this other thing, this area of ambiguity where they can try you as an enemy belligerent, an enemy combatant.
Right.
And now, yes, and now
enemy
it appears,
belligerent is a new term for me. I've heard the enemy combatant.
That's what gets me about the bill is it uses the term belligerent instead of combatant. I mean, belligerent covers a whole nother wide area
I've got
of
the,
people. I mean, just being a freedom lover, say you hate this bill or you say F this bill or whatever, then that could be considered belligerent.
That's precisely it. You're not involved in combat. That's two totally different things. I've got some wording from Fox News here, and this does set off a lot of alarm bells to me. The legislation by Senator John McCain of Arizona and Joe Lieberman of Connecticut would
the
result...
The libertarian Joe Lieberman, right?
The independent,
no,
yeah.
He's not libertarian.
He wouldn't be close to that. It would result in banning all civilian trials for terror suspects who have been classified as enemy combatants and forcing their cases into military commissions. Again, these military commissions are not sanctioned by the Constitution. It's just a fiction. They might as well say military donut holes, you know. The bill lays out comprehensive policy for the detention, interrogation, and trial of suspected unprivileged enemy belligerents who are believed to have engaged in hostilities against the United States by requiring these individuals to be held in military custody, interrogated for their intelligence value, and not provided with a Miranda warning, according to a release from McCain's office.
Well, especially like if you're like, you know, like a lot of the guys I knew when I was in Montana, you know, they kind of consider themselves, you know, Constitution militias or what, and they go out and target practice on the weekends and whatever, and it's totally peaceful. But I mean, it could definitely want to round those guys up as being belligerents, right?
So, well, okay. So what I'm hearing them, maybe I missed you say this, Guard, but the definition of belligerent is, as a noun, is somebody who is a member of the military forces, or someone who is hostile or aggressive, especially one that is engaged in war.
I have the definition here in front of me. It says, mean having an aggressive or fighting attitude, or often implies being actually at war or engaged in hostilities, suggestions of disposition to fight, a drunk in a bellicose mood is a belligerent, suggestions
right.
of disposition that take pleasure in personal combat.
So it sounds to me like they've expanded. I mean, now is that definition coming from the dictionary? Because mine's coming from the dictionary. Whereas the definition coming from
Merriam-Webster.com.
Right. The law definition might be different.
They can define them anyway.
Oh,
they
I see. Right.
Right. Whenever they use a word that appears to be English in a law, you actually have to go to the definition section of the law in order to see what they mean by using the term. So we don't really know what
What's
their intentions.
What's that website you have there, if you don't mind?
The dictionary? Dictionary.com?
For the legal term.
Oh, there's
usually Black's Law Dictionary, but I don't know what website
okay.
it is.
There's a there's another one, Ballantyne's Legal Dictionary. That one is available in full on the internet, the third edition, and Black's is available second edition on the internet. But nonetheless, that doesn't mean, just because you look it up in Ballantyne's doesn't mean that it's going to mean the same
right.
thing in that statute. You actually have to look at the actual definition section of the law itself to see what their intention is by using the term belligerent. But they certainly have shifted their terminology. I mean, combatant makes
That's
it
right.
seem pretty clear that they're talking about people that are allegedly engaging in hostilities. The term belligerent can include somebody who is advocating the engaging of hostilities. It can include someone who is speaking about fighting the state and that sort of thing. And I have
another one I see here real quick. You can be exhibiting assertiveness. So you can just be, you know, like protesting or something, right?
Yeah, it's definitions like that that disturb me, that this really is quite an expansion, and maybe we'll find out what their definition is, because that's probably the most relevant portion. Thank you for the call. I appreciate the heads up on that, Jeremy. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know who's excellent on this subject is Judge Napolitano, and I would recommend that if anybody is on the fence and they really want to soak up information, first of all, seek him out on the internet, check out Freedom Watch, check out his radio show, but think about coming to the Liberty Forum, and this is not some, you know, just an advertising or anything like that, because the man is brilliant, and his book, A Nation of Sheep, addresses the Bush administration's move on this part with the acquiescence and assistance of the Democrats in the Senate when they sent out Alberto Gonzalez in 2001-2002 to try to make sure that they did not declare war after the 9/11 attacks. And of course, anybody who didn't vote for a declaration of war should not have been in office, because there's only one thing that the Congress can do if they want the president to use the troops. They have to declare war.
Well, supposedly, but they don't, obviously.
Precisely. Exactly.
Because they can do whatever they want.
Right. So
the same thing applies here with the enemy combatant designation. We've seen them just labeling people as enemy combatants, so they can just pick them up, put them in a military brig somewhere, and then subject them to a military tribunal.
Exactly. It just depends on the composition of the courts afterwards. Antonin Scalia, when the first cases of the Guantanamo Bay suspects not getting habeas trials, which is they have to present the evidence against you, they can't hold you indefinitely because there's a system to U.S. jurisprudence, whether you're a foreigner or you're an American, it has to go by a certain system. When they first brought their lawsuits to the Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia was quoted beforehand saying, I'll be damned if I give those guys habeas corpus trials or hearings, because my son is in the Marines and he's over there now. He should have been off the bench.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. I'd like to do a little bit more digging into this enemy belligerent concept here. Also, take your calls about whatever you want. Mark's going to share an email. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.